Yes, a very big hello to you, Anilsa Brown, and welcome to Life Talk with Marietta podcast here in New York. How are you?
I am doing great. How are you?
Oh, not too bad. And, of course, I'd like to welcome all our listeners today because today's topic is Healthy Skin Talk with Anilsa Brown. And, of course, Anilsa is known throughout the world for her solution-finding, informative, and educational videos on treating severe skin conditions. Anilsa is an exceptional, caring, and passionate human being, and that comes across in her work and shows in her videos. And that is why she's so very much loved by millions of people. So, Anilsa Skin Essentials, Acne and Anti-Aging Clinic from Killeen, Texas. That's where her business is at. So thanks again for making yourself available today, Anilsa.
Oh, thank you, and thank you from the bottom of my heart, because it's such a pleasure and an honor to be able to talk with you and the listeners. So I'm excited to be able to spend this time with you guys.
Thank you. Acne can be a heavy emotional and psychological burden on patients that may be far worse than its physical impact. I'd like to get into that a little bit to start off with.
Sure.
So
basically, acne affects about estimated 18 million people in the United States annually, and estimated about 85% of the people between the ages, say 12 and 24, develop acne. So adolescents, of course, are the most often affected by it. Young males and females are also affected by it equally. But one of the things that we find is that emotionally it takes such a toll on them, on their self-esteem, how they view themselves. And it goes down to the core of who they become really in the future based on how they perceive themselves.
Yes.
So you have someone, let's say, for instance, that is making some life choices and they say what they're wanting to do as a career. But because they don't have such a high self-esteem of themselves, they tend to settle. And so their full potential is not brought up forward because of the fact that they don't want to be seen, they don't want to be interact, they've been made fun of, and so that alone affects them. And then, of course, let's talk about the fact that they become very depressed, suicidal in some cases. And so acne sufferers really have a big challenge ahead of them if it's not taken care of in time.
Right. Faces are being scrutinized by others. That's the first thing we see, Anilsa.
And, yes, it is.
I know in many, many careers, when you go to HR to that first interview and that HR person evaluates you silently, you never have a second chance. I'm sorry, your skills could be superb, but if you're suffering from acne and you don't take care of that, you're going to have a very hard time, you know.
You are.
It affects level of your life and partnerships and everything.
It does. It's because one of the things that I think employers look at is how do you feel about yourself and how you come across to others. And one of the things that I find, and this is a really interesting case that came along at my clinic, had this young man that had come in. His parents had brought him in, and he wouldn't look at me in the eyes at all. And he was very, very depressed. He had a grade 3-4 acne. At this point, he had cystic and nodular condition, but his parents did not want to put him on Accutane. Well, to make a long story short, he stopped interacting with friends, wasn't taking any phone calls, wasn't going out, was just very secluded in his room. And so when his parents brought him in, the first time that he had the opportunity to see someone was for his acne, really was our clinic. And when I put my hands on him, I broke that barrier, but he started crying uncontrollably. So I just went around and I just hugged him. I just hugged him and let him cry because he had built that barrier in that wall. So I had to really layer by layer with confidence, and just helping him out to get to a point that he can look at me at the, look at me in my eyes. So, you know, once we got him cleared up, I remember that he sent me a little card. And it said, "Thank you, Miss Anelsa, for changing my life." And he said, "Here's a picture of me and my date at the prom." And so that made such a big difference in his life. But if his parents would have brought him in, he would have turned out totally different because of the fact that the way he felt about himself. So yes, it's so important because that eye contact is going to make a big difference whether an employer is going to employ you and how you come across to others.
Yes, and if it's just the acne, because at the beginning of our lives, we're not that strong to begin with. We don't really have life experience. So our self-esteem, we're just getting ready to build. I mean, we don't have that strong of a self-esteem. So if it's just the acne, I say just in apostrophes, that can be helped. And you are helping people with severe cases. And that's what we're talking about today. So I do want to talk about, in your experience, what are some of the coping mechanisms people have that are touched with a severe acne? What are some of the coping mechanisms? Are there any?
Well, I think some of the coping mechanisms is for women and for young girls is putting on a whole bunch of makeup to cover themselves. And I know that sounds kind of weird to say that's a coping mechanism, but in a way it is for them because it becomes like a crutch. It's like a mask that they put on. And unless they have that on, they are not ready to face the world. The other thing with coping mechanisms, I would say, picking sometimes they want to do their own extractions to try to get rid of the acne, and then of course it gets worse. So really there's not much besides going to a professional to be able to help them walk through the stage and so they can get cleared up so that they don't have this ongoing cycle.
Right. I remember in the 60s my daughter was affected by heavy acne right from her shoulder about halfway down, and this lasted for years, and she has severe scars, but she ended up going to a skin specialist in New York City, and she was treated for years for that to clear up, because at that time, you know, we would maybe touch the pimples, if you will, but it really didn't solve anything. Now with the knowledge that you are supplying with your educational videos, people need to know, oh, just squeezing it once doesn't mean anything. It will keep occurring because of the bacteria.
Correct. It's so important that they really know how to properly extract the skin. You know, I teach these videos mostly was first started for other peers, and I did it for education, and so of course it took off through YouTube, and there's a whole amazing community of Papaholics. So one of the things that we have to make sure is that you wash your hands, that you're not picking your skin with your nails, that you use a glove, and that you prep your skin so that you're not putting pressure and causing that bacteria to go inward instead of going and extracting out. And so it's really important that they know the basics of that. And I tend to use the Q-tips because you discard it once it's soiled, and then you're not transferring bacteria, and I'm constantly making sure that we rewash that skin so that we can get all that bacteria out of there. But technology has changed so much, that a lot of the scarring issues can be resolved to where the patient and client can really feel good about themselves. But what we want to do is we want to get them before they can scar, you know?
Exactly.
And so education is going to be really important.
Exactly. And here's what I like to talk about, acne that takes place at age 20, 30, 40, and also in older adults.
Uh-huh.
And what are the various stages, I mean, in our lives when we're confronted, not just at younger stages, so I learned, even the older people get acne too, but that has a different reason. So I'll let you answer that.
Sure. There's a lot of challenges when it comes to acne. Of course, it starts in adolescence. And but there's a big difference between teenage acne and adult acne. When we're talking about acne for a teenager, is usually because of hormonal changes. But when we're talking about adult acne, yes, the hormone changes, but your skin changes and it becomes drier. So it's not where it's as oily. And so what happens is that we, as adults, we want to go ahead and use these products that are very stripping like we were using when we were younger. And, of course, it's causing more of a problem. So with every stage, you really want to be able to determine what type of acne you have. And so acne products are going to be really important with that, making sure that you target the need for that condition without overstripping the skin and causing a problem with a barrier. So it starts off with teenage acne, and then you have what we call, like, say, hormonal acne, which basically is that type of acne where it's monthly periods, going on and off birth control, pregnancy, postpartum, menopause. All of these events in women's life add up to a greater propensity to have hormonal acne. Like, unlike men who experience a large hormone flare-up when they first are in their teens, usually tapers off by, like, 21 and so forth and so on. Women can spend their whole life, though, on hormonal acne roller coaster, from starting from teenager all the way up. So women have about one-tenth of the androgens, where males have hormones that include testosterone. And so it's a little bit different in that sense. So when we look at a patient-client, we're looking at what are the causes. Some of them, it could be cosmetic, you know, or foods that they're eating, but there is different stages. So we look at teen, hormonal, adult, acne, and those are the stages that we kind of trigger or target to be able to get them resolved.
Yeah. In adults, I was reading that it could be a whole nother illness that's coming, to the surface. I didn't research those illnesses, but maybe you can enlighten us a little bit from your experience.
So when you're talking about adult acne that are suffering from this condition, 50% of the adults continue to get acne, like I said, during their adulthood. And so it's one of those things that it could be from medication that they're having problems with, anywhere from, let's say, for instance, failure to take take the right amount of prescriptions, or let's put it this way, I'll give you a perfect example. Mm-hmm. Vitamins. Mm-hmm. So when women as we age, a lot of times we lose our hair, you know, it gets a little bit thinner, and our skin doesn't look as nice and plump, so we start taking vitamins that have biotin in it. And so biotin affects acne, because acne is a follicular condition of the skin, and so we know that the cells turn over about 7 times, between 5 to 7 times more on an acne-prone skin. So what biotin does is that it stimulates the cells to grow so that you have healthy nails, healthy hair. But if you're prone to acne, what's going to do is going to cause that pore to clog. And so now you have onset adult acne just from taking a vitamin. Okay. So things like that, jobs, stress from home, all of that can cause
living environment
problems.
Even. Living environment.
Living environment is a big one. Definitely food is another one. Sun, because you have overexposure of sun can definitely cause you to have acne. Let's say, for instance, to someone that is a constant smoker can also have trigger acne. So all of that is definitely something that can trigger an acne condition.
Now, I made a note for myself that dairy in particular and sugar. I love cheese, and, the more the better, and sugar, the more the better, and it shows on my skin. Not right away, but maybe in the second and third week, but then I really, really get the breakout underneath the skin, not on the surface, underneath it. And it's obvious. So maybe our listeners, some of our listeners experience that as well. But for me, it's dairy and sugar. And I believe, and it's my own opinion, that certain foods could cause a breakout. And with me, it's dairy and sugar, besides feeling lousy when I eat an abundance of it. And I always eat abundance of everything. But that's another thing. What was I going to say? In regards to the vitamins that you mentioned, not that I'm an expert at it, but what I've learned over the years, because they always have new things on the market and we've talked about it on the radio programs, but I like the vitamins that are designed for you according to your DNA and your blood work is taken. Not just the DNA, that's one thing. It still doesn't give you the full picture. But the vitamins designed by your DNA and your own blood work gives a total picture of what you need.
Really is, because it's very targeted to who you, your areas of that's lacking. And so what it does is that it's what you make from your DNA, and that way you can really target what your body is needing. So definitely, I love that. We currently don't do any of that here at our center, but I highly recommend that if someone has a clinic or somewhere they can go to get that done, I would definitely recommend it.
It's out there
definitely.
On the internet, and I don't want to, support any names or anything.
Yeah.
That was not the purpose of our conversation. But that makes sense.
It does.
We talked about whole food, vitamins, this, that, and the other. So, and over time, now it's the DNA and the blood work designed for you, and that I believe in, So, anyway, so if I take vitamins, that's what I would do. So, that's all I wanted to say.
Yeah, no, that's true. I could touch a little bit about some of the things, like, for instance, that maybe a lot of the viewers don't realize. And
it's,
So, for instance, like, you've always hear, don't eat French fries. Well, it's not the greasy French fries that causes the problem. It's the salt in the French fries that causes, because it's high in iodides. And that's a culprit in making acne worse. So that's one of the things that people need to be aware of. And so, for instance, you could say, like, seasoned salt, sun evaporated salt, or that's kind of like the one that you would avoid. You would avoid, like, beef and liver, seafood, kelp and squid, broccoli and vegetables. I know that sounds horrible, but it has iodides in it, and so does asparagus. So you have to just kind of watch the amount that you take. Dairy, of course, cheddar cheese, spreads, milk, butter, and in the milk, it's not so much the milk, it's the vitamins that they feed the cow that can cause the problem with acne break out mozzarella cheese the same way. Miscellaneous things like tortilla chips or potato chips, you want to stay away from that because, again, it's the iodine. So foods with iodine is definitely something that you want to stay away from. And so when we were talking about taking vitamins, you want to take something like maybe zinc. And then you may want to take something like potassium, but just make sure that, you know, you balance it out with a good meal, you know, always making sure that you have plenty of water, you're drinking, you know, you're eating your vegetables, you're having healthy amounts of food, get rest, that's important, and then, of course, washing your face morning and night, that's also going to be important. Okay.
What do you wash the face with? I know it sounds such a silly question. I have natural soap that I put into my face, but I also have to remove my makeup at night with an oil-free cleanser, of course. That I know. I looked at it the other day. I said, is it oil-free or not? I didn't know. So it is oil-free. I mean, come on. You know, I don't claim to know everything, and certainly not about skin. And products, certain products that you shouldn't buy. If we could kindly get into that, please.
Definitely.
Products.
Definitely. So one of the things that you want to do is that be aware that at night your body goes through what's called a nocturnal system, where it actually works harder at night than it does during the day. And so as you're resting, your body is getting rid of all these toxins and so through your pores. So it's really important that you really remove all of your makeup, because if not, it's going to sit in that pore and it's going to build up. And also, it ages the skin because it's not allowing that oxygen to go in and out of those pores like it should. And so it's very important that you remove your makeup. Believe it or not, your skin ages about 7 days per every night that you sleep with your makeup on.
Oh, wow.
So,
every day per night? If you sleep, oh my God.
Yes.
Oh, I'll announce that tomorrow on the radio. See how many people start washing their skin. You know?
Exactly. So it's really important. And then use something to remove your eye makeup. So first area that shows its age is the eyes and then the hands. And so you want to remove your eye makeup. You want to make sure you take off your mascara. There are these little mites that can sit in the eye area and then can reproduce. And you can just have a whole bunch of problems, you know, just a lot of different problems if you do not remove your makeup. So it's very important that you do that. Now, what you're going to use is usually what I recommend is a makeup solvent, something that will remove the makeup and take it off. Then you wash your skin with something that will target your skin type. For instance, if you're drier skin type, if you're oilier skin type, that's what you want to use after you remove your makeup. So it's kind of like a double cleanse. You're going to remove your makeup first, then you're going to cleanse the skin and target the areas that you're needing to get that skin looking nice and healthy and prepped for whatever else you're going to put on. So products are really important, because just because this is non-communicogenic doesn't necessarily mean that it's non-communicogenic. You have to really make sure that the ingredients won't clog your pores. Now, there's so many ingredients out there that are pore clogging, and I would love to make this available to your listeners. I do have a list of ingredients that can clog your pores that you could find, that you could take with you to the, you know, to the department store and kind of look in the back of the products and see if there's any of these products or ingredients in that product. And so if they just, I'm going to try to put it up on my website so that they can come in and just have it, they can print it.
Yeah,
and
put it right into the Healing Mind magazine.
Yes.
.com.
Oh, yeah, we could do, yes, definitely, mm-hmm. We could do that. Yeah. So, yes, go ahead.
I just want to mention, you know, I'm not that educated with the skin and everything. So I don't mind exposing that, because the way I clean my skin, it's a makeup remover. And then I just wash my face, and that's it. I think I'm a drier skin type. I don't have dry skin, but my skin isn't really oily in my face.
Uh-huh.
It's not. So all I do is I'm very touchy with my eyes, my eye makeup, because at times I get dry eye. It's almost like every 3-4 months I wake up and I have the dry eye, and that's it. I'm down for 3 days. Because I can't open up one, or sometimes I had it at the same time in both eyes. So I'm very funny about and a stickler to removing any eye makeup.
And that's
because I'm afraid that, in the uh-huh. morning, wearing false eyelashes or anything else, I'm just very conscious about that, because I go through it and it hurts, and I'm
bad. Does.
I can't work for 3 days,
No, it's true.
So,
yeah. And you could clog your, the depth of the eye area there. And so tear that. And so you got to make sure that you take off all of your eye makeup. Don't ever sleep with those lashes that you put on and off, Take them off. I know the ones that stay on permanently for a couple of weeks, that's going to be different. But
the extensions.
But the ones that, you put on and off, take those off, and get that glue off of there. So that's really important on that. But making sure that you hydrate that skin at night, because now once you've removed all your makeup and cleansed it, then you really want to go in and give the nutrients that it needs. So if you're drier skin type, make sure that you use a product that has a vitamin C that helps to rebuild the collagen underneath the skin. It helps to fortify your blood vessels to get oxygen back in. It's an antioxidant. Something with maybe a keratolytic in it, where it helps to stimulate new cell growth. A good moisturizer that has lipids that'll help bind the skin. Hyaluronic acid is a wonderful product, because it helps to bind the water 1,000 times more than what your body can hold its own weight. So it really works wonderfully to use these type of products at night, and definitely always use an eye cream morning and night. And then you're ready to go to sleep. Your skin is happy, and then your body can do what it needs to do, and you wake up looking nice and refreshed, not tired. Because if you've ever slept with your makeup on, your skin looks almost gray, tired, has no glow. It just doesn't look good. And that's because it did not get the opportunity to replenish itself. Okay.
That will definitely be one of the segments, Happy Skin, when you're
okay.
on WICC600.com on Life Talk with Marietta, February 9th from 7 to 8 Eastern Standard Time. So that's definitely, I like to call one of the segments Happy Skin. I think that sounds terrific. But going back to, and this is all something that people can learn in your clinic, when people come for treatments, this is all something that your clinic does, the acne and the anti-aging, and also, of course, the acne and how to take care of your skin goes all hand in hand. So, but this is also what you teach in your clinic.
Yes. So when you first come in as a client, we do a consult, and that's going to be really important. It takes us about an hour, and we really thoroughly go through what you currently are using, what your diet is like, your lifestyle, what are your short-term goals, what are your long-term goals, how to wash your skin properly. And so you not only get a thorough consultation, we look at your skin under this lamp, and we determine the amount of sun damage that you have, how your skin is aging, and then we create a program based on what we see. If we're managing acne, we put you on our starter program, which is like your 5% glycolic, your BHA, AHA solution, and then we put you on called Hydromoist, which it's a moisturizer that is designed to replenish the moisture loss on the skin, because whenever you're doing acne treatments, they tend to be a little bit towards more drying in some cases. So we want to definitely protect that barrier and keep that barrier healthy. And then once we have you on that for about a week to 2 weeks, you come in for extraction. Now, if you're coming in for aging, we also use the glycolic system, and then we target whatever areas you're wanting to work with. So we do a variety of treatments, dermaplaning, skin pen, microdermabrasion, chemical peels. I mean, we have to do a variety of different treatments, but we are definitely known for our acne and the success that we've had with acne here at our center.
I bet you have people from all over the United States and the world coming to your clinic. Can you talk a little bit about that? And if you don't,
sure,
you will have it.
I do. I haven't had anyone from outside the United States, but I've had people come in from California, Las Vegas. I've had people come in from Nebraska. I mean, I've had they've waited like 3 months to get their appointments, but they were able to come in, and that's just filled my heart. It's been amazing to meet these wonderful fans, and I just love them. And so, yeah, we have been blessed with having them come and visit us. So it's been really nice.
Yeah.
Very, very nice.
And also what I'm excited about, that you are offering now an advanced acne system, and that's the cool thing. So,
So I'm really excited, and we're actually launching it on your program. So we went ahead and opened our web page so that our listeners can go and purchase the program. And the way we're doing it is we're taking an order up to 500. After that, we're closing out. And then for the first 500 people that order, they also get our spot remover. And it's what it does is that it helps to fight any little breakouts at the moment, and you carry it with you, or you can put it on morning and night. And it's our it's one of our popular items that we also have here. But you get the whole system, which is the 5% cleanser, the BHA, AHA solution, and then the Hydra Moist, and they're all regular size, so they're all 8 ounces, the cleanser and the solution, and then the moisturizer is 4 full ounces.
Right.
And everything
for 90
is for
days. 90 days, so that's a good deal.
90 days. It is for $89. Yeah, it is. Yeah, we're really excited. So, very excited.
So those products are ready to be shipped out to people that are ordering now.
Mm-hmm. So the way we're doing it is we're getting the first 500. Once we hit 500, we're shipping them all out. So I have an idea that, I have a feeling, and I'm believing that we'll get there pretty quickly. And so, and so once we have that, then we're set to go, and we'll ship them all out. So, yeah, we're really very excited. And we also have 2 items on our website, which is our T-shirts. And we're looking forward to, people ordering those too. They're really cute. And they're really designed by our fans. They're the ones that gave us, the name, like the Queen of Pops, and it's all about the base. So that's something that they were the ones that encouraged us.
305.
Yeah.
Mr. 305.
Yeah.
You know, Anilsa, what I enjoy the most, because I have to say, I've been watching your videos for months now, and every night, in bed, every night. So there's always something different that I see. I know it sounds silly, but I don't care if it sounds silly or not. But I really watch how you communicate with your patient, with your client, if you will. And I pick up so much. I pick up your sense of humor. There was one particular client of yours, you said, very gingerly, "I know you don't want to talk, but I want to ask anyway." I almost broke out in, I mean, I broke out in laughter. It's just where you, just very, very carefully, you probably said, oh, no, this guy really doesn't want to talk, but I do want to ask him that question. And just like a little girl going up to the teacher saying, I know you don't want to talk, but I have this, you know, it's incredible what people can read out of voices. I know we see the client. We don't really see you in the video, but it's amazing how the voice shows your personality. We feel your personality. We feel your mind. We feel your caring with the patient, with the client. It's incredible. How many people would ask, you know, after every 2 minutes or 3 minutes? I'm exaggerating a little bit.
Pretty much.
Well, it's true because it's not easy to have these lights in your face, eyes closed, and you know you're being worked on in different parts of your face, which some parts are more sensitive than others. We all know that.
Yeah.
And you know, you're sitting in the chair, millions are watching you. You really don't want to say anything because you don't want to come across as a sis. So that's why you're asking, are you okay? Is this still okay? Let me know at any time, raise your hand, and I will adjust my, my work. I love that. I can't say any more than what I already said because it says it all. And that's why people love you. People love you who you are. And that in itself, to have over a million people love you, that in itself is an accomplishment in your lifetime. And that has nothing to do with money.
It doesn't. No, I am very passionate. I don't know how to explain it. It's every time we record, I feel like I'm with all of my fans and we're all together in this small room that I'm in, but I'm just sitting here just talking with them, you know, and just letting them in into my everyday life. And I'm very passionate about acne because I had acne and I know what comes along with that. And I have felt my patient's pain, embarrassment, and it brings me so much satisfaction and joy to walk them through that journey. I want to be with them through the journey of getting them cleared up. And so I just love my patients. If I could do it for free, honestly, I'm going to be honest. If I could just put a sign out there that says, you know, come in for free and I'll do your scan, I would. But
I'll move in with you.
I come down.
You know, I got married in Texas, in Mineral Wells, Texas. And I lived in, Dallas and Fort Worth.
Yeah.
So I came to Texas as a very young woman. So I'm not that old, but still. So I'm very fond of Texas. And I have other business associates from in Houston who I also work with, professors and so forth. But I am really, really thankful that you were very receptive to me knocking on your door receive me. And I'm really looking forward to a wonderful work relationship with you.
Me too. Thank you.
Yeah.
Pleasure was totally mine.
Thank you. I do want to have one question on the video when you work on the client. You use 20% glycolic washes. Why is it only 5 or 10% when?
Good question. I'm so glad you brought that up. Okay, so the 20% is considered a back bar because it's very, very strong. It's a medical grade. And so, you know, we use it once a week here for the client when they come in for us to clean. If the client was to buy the 20% and take it, they would burn their skin. It would be horrible. So we start everybody, 5% is equivalent to like a 10-12% out in the market, you know, just across, you know, the counter. Ours is a low pH. So the 5%, everybody starts off on the 5%. and stays on the 5%. Some of them, you know, stay on it for their lifetime. Mm-hmm. But some of them will go up, and then they can order, you know, going up. But everybody has to start on the 5% to acclimate. If they were to use the 20%, they would not be happy with me at all. It's only, it's because it's very strong, very, very strong. Yeah, there's just, so the 20% is used here for me to do the treatments. The 5% is for everybody to start at home, and then they can gradually move up later on if need to.
Right. Now, I do want to mention on Instagram, it's Anilsa Skin Essentials.
Uh-huh.
On YouTube, of course, it's Anilsa Brown. Correct me if I'm wrong, Anilsa. And Facebook, I wasn't sure.
So it's Anilsa Skin Essentials / Acne Clinic.
Uh-huh. Anilsa, what is it, Anilsa?
Anilsa Skin Essentials. Acne Clinic.
That's what it is. Clinic. Okay, very good. Now, with your website, when can people go on your website?
It's live now. So what we did, it's www.anilsa.co. Because we're doing a tracking system. And then probably in about 3 weeks or so, it'll go .com. But for now, it's CO.
Oh, very good.
Very good. Yeah.
That's important. So you will have everything on that particular page where people have, they can pay by credit cards?
They can. They can go to PayPal and pay through PayPal. And so that's what we have right now. So, can go now and order it. So I'm excited.
Is there also an image? I'm sure there is, but I didn't check it yet. An image of the whole kit that we could put in our Healing Mind magazine immediately?
So we put this together, and so I don't remember sending a whole picture of the whole kit, but I can definitely get that to you so you could have it. But I don't think so. I think we have it just a picture of like two items, and that's it, if I'm not mistaken.
I see.
So,
because I can put that right on the Healing Mind magazine and link it to your website to go right to the page. So it's one click, it's two clicks for people.
One click.
No, I'm saying of course I will announce it tomorrow, starting tomorrow on air, on radio.
Okay.
But if I put an image into the magazine, if people click on the image, it will go directly onto your website. You know, you're giving me the information, the address of it. So I'm glad to do that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Okay.
So,
for
today, it was a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And should we leave with a little weather report from Killeen, Texas?
Well, it's a little cloudy today, this morning, but I bet you by this afternoon it'll be about 70 and sunny.
Do you know, Anilsa, since I work at a radio station that for over 14 years, actually it's been 10 years with WICC, I'm very close to our meteorologist. And what I thought about this morning, I got to get you a certificate to Texas because you always say the weather report. And I said, I'm going to make up a certificate and have Bill sign it. He's a real person, and that's his job.
You know, that would be awesome.
You know, so because you're always included, it's part of who you are and part of your work. So anyway, today, Anilsa, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you so much.
And
you're just
you
precious.
Thank you.
Sounds good. Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.